We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
State Farm Insurance knows that understanding and investing in our cultural identity is paramount in protecting our future. We know what it's like to go from nothing to something, to wish that we had better financial literacy when we were younger. Luckily, State Farm is here to help with funding programs like Project Ready, which is committed to education achievement and has already awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to Black and Brown youth since 2021. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Hey, everyone. It's our favorite time of the year here at The Black Effect. We're heading to Atlanta for the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival, and we're not going alone. Nissan is back as our partner, and they're continuing their Pitch Your Podcast Lounge at the festival, where you'll have the opportunity to pitch your podcast idea live and share it with the Black Effect team. So get those podcast ideas ready. And remember, you can count on Nissan to dial up the thrill in your adventures, no matter where life takes you. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
Good morning, Angela Yee.
Good morning, T-Tambi.
Charlamagne the God is having some technical difficulties, but it's Tuesday!
Yes, just a few days away from Angela Yee Day here in Brooklyn.
Yeah, you have it.
Outside the Barclays. I'm excited. It's going to be performances. A lot of activities for the kids. Everything is absolutely free.
Mm-hmm.
And so that'll be during the day on Saturday, 12 to 5.
Yes.
Getting ready for that. You know what? I've been watching a lot of TV lately. I watched the Manti Te'o documentary. It was like a 2-part series on Netflix. Did you have a chance to see that?
I haven't watched TV in the last 2 weeks. I've been in car show hell. I've been dying to see, what's the Game of Thrones prequel? What's it called? Whatever, House of Dragons. I've been dying to see that. So I haven't watched no TV, but is it good?
Yeah, it was good. I felt so bad for him, man. Like, honestly, the way the media, I guess...
Now, explain to who that is. That's the ex-football player that got catfished and ruined his whole career.
Right. He was dating a woman who did not exist. Somebody had taken her picture, and basically he got catfished.
Mm.
And so he was in this imaginary relationship, but people thought he made it up. Because then at one point, he was told that she died in a car accident.
Wow.
And it was crazy because he was supposed to go in the first round. Mm-hmm. A draft pick, and he ended up, a lot of teams didn't want him because they didn't want that distraction. So then he moved down to the second round, but you know, that really affects your money and everything. And then the depression that he had, like every time he said he would go on the field, he would just feel numb, like that would start at his feet. And you know, so he ended up going to therapy to find out what was wrong. But it really did mess up his whole entire life. I kind of feel like the person that catfished him also had no remorse. And they were going through their own issues, you know. She's now a trans woman and was able to, I guess, live the life the way that she wanted to. But you got to watch the whole thing because I didn't know the whole story and how elaborate the whole scheme was.
Wow. Mm. I'm definitely going to check it out.
And Flatbush Misdemeanors. That's like my other show. I'm almost done with the first 2 seasons.
And you don't watch Game of Thrones, right?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, they did a prequel. Which is like 1,500 years before the actual Game of Thrones. And it talks about how everything started. I didn't get a chance to watch it. My wife, I fell asleep last night. My wife was mad at me because we watched it together. Because I've been in car show hell. So you know with the car shows, of course we travel. We take artist cars with me to different cities. So when I bring the cars back, I personally deliver them to the artist. And the reason I do that is, one, I don't want nobody to know where the artist lives. And two, like, they give me their cars. So I want to make sure their cars are safe. So I had to deliver back Fat Joe's car, Fabulous's car, 50 Cent's cars, Meek Mill's cars, and bikes. So it's just a lot of running around through New York City, Philly, Pennsylvania, and Jersey. But we had a great show, and as long as families were smiling, that's all that matters. But let's get the show cracking. Comedian Gary Owen will be joining us.
Oh, he's going through it.
Yeah, Gary Owen and his wife were going through it.
Kenya.
You know, they were going back and forth publicly about what was going on in their relationship and their divorce. So we're going to kick it with him early.
Yeah, they're in the middle of getting a divorce.
Which is
crazy. I know that's not an easy time.
Not at all. And then we got front page news. What are we talking about?
Man, this was a crazy story yesterday. Two people are dead and another person has been wounded. This is some shootings that happened in Atlanta, and a female suspect is in custody.
All right, we'll get into all that when we come back. Keep it locked.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yo, I'm hype. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed down to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with the Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and share it with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You will not want to miss this, because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
State Farm Insurance gets it. Representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. State Farm understands and wants to help protect our communities by investing in our future, building off the hard work our parents have done before us. We all are looking to create generational wealth so that our families and generations behind us have a better starting point than we did. That begins with financial literacy. State Farm helps fund programs like Project Ready, a National Urban League program committed to the educational achievement of Black and brown youth. To date, participants have been awarded over $11 million in scholarships offers as a direct result of contributions from State Farm. At Eating While Broke, we hear inspiring rags-to-riches stories on each episode from our guests, but with State Farm, you can begin to write your own success story. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Opportunity is not equally distributed. To every Black entrepreneur listening, I want to make sure you have the tools and resources you need to grab your next opportunity. That's why I'm telling you about the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative. The 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative is an award-winning program created by Shopify and Operation Hope. They're on a mission to start, grow, and scale 1 million Black businesses by 2030, driving wealth creation for the Black community. Out of 6 million employer-owned businesses in the U.S., only 2.3% have Black ownership. This program gives Black entrepreneurs tools and resources to level the playing field, from free business coaching to tailored training and extended free Shopify trial. Shopify's made a 10-year, multi-million dollar commitment to the program, and it's working. The initiative already started, supported, and engaged with over 334,000 Black businesses, helping them operate businesses that sell anything from skateboards to coffee beans to apparel. Business owners love this program. Simone Harvin, founder of SC Creative Group, says, "The 1 million Black businesses experience for me was unlike any other program I've been a part of, primarily because it was for us and it was by us. Here at Drink Champs, we are always interacting with our listeners, many being Black entrepreneurs. Shopify is one of those platforms that empowers and emboldens entrepreneurship. So chart your own path for business success with the 1 Million Black Businesses Initiative and Shopify. Bring your business to Shopify with an exclusive 120-day free trial at shopify.com/BEN, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/BEN.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Breakfast Club, good morning.
Everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yeezy?
Well, a woman who was suspected of shooting three people, two were killed, another person was wounded, has been taken into custody at the airport in Atlanta. Here is the chief of police, Darren Shirebaum, at a news conference talking about the shooting that happened in Atlanta.
The lookout for both of the shooters, we found out quickly, was the same person. It was a female. A number of citizens provided helpful information that said the shooter had entered onto the Colony Square campus. And that allowed us to utilize the cameras that the mayor referred to and other resources of the department. Our search did lead us to the airport, where we had information that's where the shooter had transported themselves to. And a short time later, at around 4 o'clock this afternoon, we were able to take into custody the individual we believe shot individuals at both on West Peachtree as well as Peachtree Street. We believe we have recovered the firearm. And that individual is in custody of the Atlanta Police Department, and the investigation continues.
Do they know why she was shooting people, or was it?
They said these people were targeted. So the shooting took place at two different Midtown locations. Michael Shinners, who was 60 years old, was found dead at the first shooting scene. It's a 1280 West condominium building on West Peachtree Street. Mm-hmm. And Wesley Freeman, 41, was injured in the second shooting at an office tower at 1100 Peachtree Street and later died at the hospital. Now, the woman has not been identified, but she was taken into custody a little more than 2 hours afterward. But they did say it appears that this was not random and the victims were specifically targeted. They did not say what motive it was.
Wow.
But they said the woman lived in the building where the first shooting took place. And so those residential condos remained locked down yesterday.
I wonder if it was somebody she worked with. Was it an ex, or was it somebody that she had a problem with that worked in, you know, that in her residential building, a neighbor that she didn't like? Like, what made her go that far, you know?
Right. Well, I'm sure that we'll find out more information as they do have her in custody.
Mm-hmm.
And they've been getting more information as we speak. All right. And Dr. Anthony Fauci is going to step down in December as Biden's lead medical advisor. He'll be leaving as director of the National Institute of Allergy and Infectious Diseases and as chief medical advisor to President Joe Biden in December. He said, "While I am moving on from my current positions, I am not retiring. After more than 50 years of government service, I plan to pursue the next phase of my career while I still have so much energy and passion for my field." He did not specify what that next phase would be, but he had said that he did plan to step down from government office by the end of Joe Biden's term.
How do you think Dr. Fauci did during the pandemic and everything?
I will say that it was a difficult time. And as information kept changing, he was definitely the person that was front and center. So when things are wrong, he was getting all the blame.
Yeah.
And that wasn't an easy position to be in.
Definitely wasn't an easy position. I just feel like when things like that happen, you have to really know what you're talking about and really practice. Because one time they said this and then that was wrong. Then they said that. Then that was wrong. Then they went to this route and then that was wrong. Then they went to this route and that was right.
Well, I think it's hard because things were changing by the minute. And it was something that never happened before.
But if people are following you, you got to know your ish, you know? Because they confused a lot of people.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that anybody would have had all the right answers.
I guess you're right.
I mean, as things were unfolding and they were finding out more information and trying to do the best that they could, you know, with that, it was something that we've never experienced.
That's true. All right.
All right. Well, that is your front page news.
Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, phone lines are wide open. Call us up right now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
I'm dialing.
Hey,
What you doing,
man? I'm calling you.
This is your time to get it off your chest, whether you're mad or blessed. 800-585-1051. We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. It's Monica from Barbados.
Monica from Barbados.
Good morning.
Good morning. I just want to say you three are a mega force, as Nicki Minaj said.
And thank you.
You're very welcome. Special congrats to Angela Yee on her new show.
Thank you.
That's coming up. Yes, ma'am. And one more thing quickly. I want to shout out my daughter, Shallon.
Mm-hmm.
Shallxn. She is an influencer.
Mm-hmm.
And she interviewed Snoop Dogg, Baby and Tiger last year. Yes, with TikTok.
Oh, wow.
So check her page out.
What's her page?
All right. Shallx as in X-ray and then N as in Nancy. Shallon.
Okay.
All right. Thank you so much, Mama. And have a blessed day.
Thank you, guys. God bless you, too. Take care.
All righty.
She sounds so sweet, doesn't she?
Hello, who's this?
Good morning, it's Trey.
Trey, what up? Get it off your chest, brother.
What's good, Charlemagne up there today?
He'll be connected in
the
second,
hopefully.
He's having
some technical difficulties. He's trying to get it together.
Okay. Well, good morning to you both. I just want to, man, y'all drop a bomb for the black queens out here getting it done, man. The black mothers and the black women out here working and holding it down in the household and taking care of the family and raising them kids right, man.
Okay.
You gotta have a different type of appreciation for them, man.
Absolutely.
Yes.
They really hold everything together, man. And I really love the black female, and I appreciate them, and I appreciate y'all too. Angela Yee, congratulations, and well wishes on your new adventure.
Thank you so much. All way right. Up with Angela Yee.
There you go. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. If you need to vent, hit us up now. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
Let's go.
This is your time to get it off your chest. Whether you're mad or blessed.
Say it with your chest.
We want to hear from you on The Breakfast Club.
So if you got something on your mind, let it out.
Hello, who's this?
Good morning. This is Randy.
Hey, Randy. Good morning.
Good morning, DJ Envy. I want to get it off my chest that I'm blessed and give my client a shout out.
Ooh, what's going on here?
Who's your client?
My client, well, I have a driving service, mm-hmm. and I had the opportunity to pick up a doctor, and she's been giving me a livable wage, and I would love to get her a shout out.
Okay, shout her out. Come on.
All right. Her name is Dr. Frieda. You can find her on YouTube. She got over 400,000 followers. And she has a book called Under Pressure. It's a guide to controlling high blood pressure. And she also has a podcast called Happy Healthy Living or Healthy Happy Living.
Okay, bro. Thank you. Hello, who's this?
You got Nate from Ohio.
Hey, good morning. Get it off your chest.
Good morning. Okay, I'm in a situation with my boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
We've been together 2 years. And I want to break up with him. I'm just tired of keep having to pay everything, and he never listens to nothing I say, and he makes very bad choices, and I feel like I'm affected by all the bad choices he makes.
Mm. Well, how much money did you give him?
Well, altogether, it was like $11,000, and he finally paid me back $3,000, and he owed me $8,000, and I still haven't got it, but I still got to pay all the bills.
Wow.
So wait a minute. What does he do with his money? Yeah. I was going to say, what is he doing with it?
Okay, so he wanted to, when we first got together, he had talked about he wanted to sell dogs. So I helped him buy some dogs, and these dogs ain't cheap.
Okay.
However, we ain't made not no money off the dogs.
So what type of dogs are they, Mama?
Bully.
And so he's trying to breed the dogs. He bought dogs to try to breed.
Yes.
And you over here helping him, living his dream, being supportive.
Yep.
Did he have any pups? And did he have any pups too? Like, did the breeding work?
No, we have not. He's so impulsive that he still, like, one of the dogs, she didn't get pregnant in time.
Mm-hmm.
Sold the dog.
So he sold the dog that you invested in to make money. He sold the dog because he didn't get pregnant in time.
Yes. And then I didn't get nothing back off the dog.
That's a good question. So, Yee, what do you do? Do you break up with your boyfriend? But if you break up with him, you know you're not going to get your money back.
You're definitely not going to get your money back.
Or do you stay for a little bit and try to get at least some of your money back?
I mean, he should hopefully do the right thing and try to pay you back. But, you know, money is a really big problem and issue in relationships, especially if you're like, okay, I done let you this money. It's not like I got it like that. Am I going to get it back? I'm over here supporting your dreams and I'm still paying all the bills. That's not easy. Then you start to feel that bitterness and that resentment towards somebody, and then they don't feel so great because they know they don't have it like that. So now all the dynamics are messed up.
Yeah.
You're like, ugh.
But I will say, Mama, the most important thing is being happy. And if you're not happy, you're gonna have to leave. I mean, yeah, $8,000 is a lot of money, and you can still probably try to get it. I doubt he's gonna give it to you. You might have to take it to court, but at the end of the day, you gotta be happy.
Yeah, you should tell him. You should be like, look, this whole money situation is messing up our relationship. We need to work on a plan, and you got to stick to that plan so that you're responsible to me, just like you would be to a bank or to anybody else, because this was a loan.
I know, and then he had a main job. He quit his main job. I told him not to because he got a lawn care service, and he was trying to be like a party promoter.
Oh my God, he all over the place.
And now he got another job, and I'm to put his truck broke down, so I'm supposed to drive him 30 minutes to work. It's just too much, and I'm just tired. Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
I'm tired. Hey, I'm tired for you.
His D must be amazing for you to stay through all
That's
of that.
That's the only reason Envy would stay.
Just shut up. You didn't find that funny, Mama?
Okay.
It's kind of breaking up a little bit.
Oh, that's your phone.
Yeah.
Because he probably didn't pay the phone bill.
Breaking that's up just phone. Like you need to.
Well, I'm sorry, Mama. All I can say is we're praying for you.
We're praying for you.
That's all I can say.
Prayers for your relationship.
Prayers for your relationship. Could you imagine? The D must be amazing. The fact that...
Okay, Envy.
Oh, my goodness. He lent $11,000.
Mm-hmm.
He was selling dogs. Then he had a lawn care business that didn't work. Now he has a food truck that broke down.
He's a party promoter.
He's a party promoter. He might as well just start rapping next. Just do the trifecta. Just start rapping. Get it off your chest. 800-585-1051. Now we got rumors on the way.
Yes, and let's talk about some sexual encounters that were, quote, disappointing and embarrassing. We'll tell you who's talking about who they had to sleep with that was awful.
Goodness gracious. All right. Let's get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everyone. I am so excited. The Black Effect is live. This April 27th, the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with a Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with a Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit, Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event to be at. You won't want to miss this because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill of your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcast festival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
And we're back on Dealing Together, where we help good people who fell for bad deals. First caller?
I had to buy 3 identical sweaters to get the 4th free.
Ooh, you got fleeced. Next caller, what's your deal?
I paid for 20 tanning sessions, but had to use them in a month. Now I'm orange.
Ooh, you got burned. Next caller.
I traded in my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus.
Hmm, how's that bad?
I got to choose from their best plans.
So, what went wrong?
Oh, nothing went wrong.
And you're calling to...
to request a song?
You want a song, of course.
The choice is yours.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device, subject to change. S24 plus 256GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.
This is the Rumor Report with Angela Yee. Rumor has it. On the Breakfast Club. Listen up.
Well, Young Thug could end up losing $6 million and the whole YSL brand. And this is all because of a battle with AEG. Now, AEG does all of the concerts, and he had signed a $5 million deal, a $5 million advance for the exclusive rights for all of his concerts. But before everything happened with the prosecutors in Georgia, this deal was signed in 2017. And according to AEG, Young Thug almost immediately breached that contract and started booking shows on the side while still collecting hundreds of thousands of dollars in performance fees. So even though AEG was supposed to have those exclusive rights, he still was doing his own thing on the side. So they did hit him with a breach of contract claim. They demanded the return of their $5 million plus interest. They said Young Thug also put up some of his intellectual property rights as collateral in the agreements. So they are also believing that they have the right to take control of his YSL brands, portions of his publishing, and the Young Thug trademark to recoup that money.
Wow. I guess this is the time to go at him, right?
Right.
His back's against the wall, and he has to pay all this other money for all his other cases. So I guess this is why they're trying to attack now?
Well, they were actually, this was before all this happened.
Mm.
Like I said, because he signed this deal back in 2017, and they had talks last year trying to settle, but the parties could not come to an agreement. So now they have to go to court, and that is going to be happening on October 25th.
Wow.
But that trial has been delayed because of this. So this is something that was happening even before. All right, now Megan Thee Stallion is seeking $1 million in her lawsuit, and that's against 1501 Certified Entertainment. According to Rolling Stone, they said that her attorneys argue that Megan has satisfied all option periods in her contract since Traumazine, which was released earlier this month, and 2021 Something for the Hotties both constitute an album. But Carl Crawford is saying that she has not fulfilled those obligations since Hotties doesn't count as an album for a number of reasons. So I'm not sure what's going to happen, but, you know, she's been trying to get out of that deal for quite some time. And
I hate that they do that. That they say, okay, well, this is not an album. This is a mixtape. Well, it's the same thing. It's 10 songs. It doesn't matter what you label it. It's 10 songs that you put on streaming services that you sell and that people buy, that you make money off of. So it's, at the end of the day, it's an album, right?
I mean, you know, I don't know what's in their contract legally to make it not constitute an album, but Whatever's in their contract, I guess, is what they're going to have to go by.
That's why Meek Mill was mad at that time, because he does all these projects and you label them mixtapes, you label them EPs, you label them albums, but you make money off of them. You stream them. Labels make profit, so they are should be an album.
All right, now let's talk about Holly Madison and Bridget Marquardt. They launched their new podcast, Girls Next Level. They'll be talking about behind-the-scenes drama from the E! Show Girls Next Door, and they're also Hugh Hefner's ex-girlfriends. So they did dedicate an episode to their relationship with Hugh Hefner. It's called In the Bedroom, and they talked about their first time sleeping with Hugh Hefner and what he was like in bed.
I think at this point, everybody else who was living there was just so over the routine and just wanted to get it in and done with as soon as possible. Nobody wanted to waste their time with a f-ing bath. So I go over to the bed. The other new girl is already laying there. There's like vibrators laid out for everybody. I'd never used a vibrator in my life. And the first thing that happens is the recruiter says, Daddy, I'm gagging as I'm saying this, but everybody used to call him Daddy in the bedroom, which is so gross. So she'd be like, Daddy, do you want to get the new girl? And I you not. Next thing I know, he's on top of me. And then I don't even remember what else happened the rest of the night. The next thing I remember was that Hef was telling the recruiter, get her a pair of pink pajamas and she'll stay in your room tonight.
Oof. Now, as far as why she didn't leave, because people might be like, well, you know, you made the choice to be there and you didn't leave. Here's what she had to say about that.
Why didn't you just leave? But you have to understand, like, if I were to just leave, I'm going back to my problems of not having a place to live. Plus, I just had sex with this guy, which to me is like a big deal. Yeah. Like, I'm not a big like one night stander. Like, right. I'm not that liberated. Amazing if you are. But I just had sex with this guy, and the only community I feel like I'm a part of in LA, I feel like everybody in that community is going to know I had sex with him randomly. Like, how embarrassing. Like, I better move in and be a girlfriend.
Yeah.
Like, there was no other option for me at that point in my mind. But I think that whole experience was kind of traumatic to me. I thought I would have a chance to kind of see what's going on, see if I was comfortable with it. And I never in a million years thought that I would be the first person he'd try to have sex with.
Now, Holly Madison also said the experience was very traumatic and she felt guilty about it.
So people can debate, you know, how much I should have been prepared for. But what people can't debate is how it made me feel. And I just remember feeling so gross and so used. Like, I felt like this girl was being so nice to me and so welcoming. But really, I was just like another piece of meat for her to throw under him so she looks better and she wins points. And I'm like, f*** this. I'm not going to be used this way. I'm going to get what I came here for.
Yeah, absolutely.
And I just wonder, like, how many girls over the years, like, went out with us and, like, went upstairs and maybe they took the Quaalude because they didn't know what a Quaalude was. Like, this was back before, like, Wolf of Wall Street, where we had any, like, cultural touchstones to even tell us what a Quaalude was.
Yeah.
Oof.
So did he give her a Quaalude or did she do it on her own?
I think she said they were taking things, but she didn't know what it was or what it would do to you. Because they weren't educated on what a Quaalude was.
Right, but did she take one and that's the reason why she had sex? Was she drugged, she's saying she had sex, or she just did it because she was hoping that she can get to a better place in her life? I'm just asking.
I think, you know, she got there. She was really young at the time. You got to listen to the full episode to hear what she's saying about it, but basically, that was her experience, and she felt gross and used, but she also felt like, now I've slept with this person. Everybody's going to know about it. It's embarrassing. I also don't have a place to live, so I'm kind of stuck here. Mm. So, all right. And Waka Flocka is going full vegan. He said he's decided to stop having a Mr. Frog body. He said, I got to stop thinking this is cool. It ain't. And F everyone respectfully for not telling me I look like Winnie the Pooh when I take my effing pants off. F y'all. With that being said, no BBL, just hard work in the gyms and better eating habits. I'm going back full vegan. Happy Saturday.
Okay.
So he posted a picture of a frog sitting there. All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report.
All right, thank you, Miss Yee. Now we got front page news next. What are we talking about?
Yes, let's talk about this student loan debt. The White House is leaning toward some type of cancellation. We'll tell you what the plan is.
All right, we'll get to that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Leaving a child in a hot vehicle can lead to their death very quickly. Set cell phone reminders or place something you'll need in the back seat so you don't forget your child is in the car. Look for your baby before you lock. Paid for by NHTSA.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Let's get in some front page news. Where we starting, Yeezy?
Well, the White House officials have been talking about the cancellation of up to $10,000 in student loan debt per borrower. And that is for individuals who earn less than $125,000 per year. So in addition to that baseline of student loan debt forgiveness for individuals who fall under a certain income level, they've also recently discussed the possibility of additional forgiveness for a specific subset of the population, according to people who are familiar with internal discussions in the administration. This announcement could come as early as tomorrow, but it's not clear that a final decision on the details of the announcement as well as the timing has been made. So there could be some changes that can happen.
Yeah, where are we getting all this money from? Doesn't it seem strange? It's just like we just print money when we need it.
Yeah, that does happen.
Yeah, just we need money for this. Okay, here, we'll just make some money. We need money for this, so we'll get this. But then
people have been asking Biden to cancel up to $50,000 in student loan debt per borrower, but Biden has said they could not cancel that much.
Okay.
So they're trying to now cancel about $10,000 in student loan debt.
All right.
And, you know, he's already canceled more student loan debt than any other president. They've authorized the cancellation of nearly $32 billion in loans, and that's largely for borrowers who were defrauded by their for-profit colleges and for permanently disabled borrowers. But this is what people have been asking for, right?
No, it's amazing. I love it. But it seems like, you know, for everything recently, we find money for so many different other things and causes. But then it's like when we need money to help teachers out, we can't find money for that. When teachers need supplies, we don't have money for that. When they cut all these after-school programs, we don't have money for that.
And that's why it's important to vote in your local elections, too, so that mm-hmm. you can make sure you know how that money's being spent where you live.
Mm-hmm.
All right, now McDonald's is bringing a twist now to the classic Big Mac. They're doing a chicken Big Mac. All right, so that's going to be two tempura chicken patties, pickles, shredded lettuce, and American cheese.
That's too much. That's too much.
Two patties?
Two chicken patties and all that? That's too much. That's fat living. That is way too much.
I like tempura, though.
That is too much food. That is like, how many calories is that? I'm not a calorie counter, but goodness gracious, that got to be a lot of calories.
Well, that new sandwich will be rolled out later this month for a limited time, and that'll be at select Miami locations. So they have some...
That should be called
McCrispy
Heart Attack.
McCrispy and McSpicy.
But some great news. You see Chick-fil-A starting to do wings? That's
some
amazing.
Great news.
What? That is amazing. I can't wait for that.
All right. A black customer was awarded $4.4 million in damages. And that's in a racial profiling lawsuit against Walmart. So a jury awarded him that money after he claimed in a lawsuit that a white Walmart employee racially profiled him while shopping and also tried to have law enforcement act on false charges. Michael Mangum was awarded $400,000 in non-economic damages and $4 million in punitive damages on Friday. Walmart told CNN in a written statement it does not tolerate discrimination and that the verdict is excessive and not supported by evidence. They said Mr. Mangum was never stopped by Walmart's asset protection. He interfered with our associates as they were surveilling and then stopped confirmed shoplifters and then refused to leave despite being asked to repeatedly by our staff. They said we are reviewing our options, including post-trial motions. So he was 59 at the time. He went to a Walmart in Wood Village in Oregon on March 26 to look for a light bulb in 2020 for his refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And he noticed that he was under surveillance by loss prevention employees at Walmart. So he believed he was being racially profiled. They told him to leave the store, but he refused. He said he would call the police and tell them that Mangum had threatened to smash him in the face if he didn't leave.
And how much he get?
$4.4 million.
Good for him. Good for him.
Exactly. So he said he suffers and continues to suffer, and he may permanently suffer from embarrassment, fear, humiliation, anger, and indignity.
Absolutely. You should get all that money. Every last dime of that.
All right. And that is your front page news.
All right. All right, when we come back, comedian Gary Owen will be joining us. We're going to kick it with Gary Owen. There's a lot going on with him.
He has to get it off his chest, I feel like.
Yeah, his divorce has been very public, and we're going to talk to him when we come back. All right, so don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
We're married last time.
You were
that was a costume?
Huh?
That was a costume? Is that what you're saying, Gary?
That was an act?
Wow.
kidding.
I don't want to start there.
Well, we were going to ask how you were doing. I'm good. I was asking before I got here, like, how much longer?
Are you here?
Oh, am I here? I'm not absolutely sure the date, but they said fall.
I feel like you said that to a black woman before in your life. Any truth to that?
Who knows not leaving but doesn't have a date? I quit, but not today.
Well, you know, they gotta find replacements, so that takes a little time. I gotta find my co-host, so
that ain't gonna be in the next 2 months, though.
Yeah, in order for us to throw that out there, we have to announce it.
I think it's better you just weren't here.
Shut up.
Like, it's just like, where's Angela? And all of a sudden, boom, got a new show.
Right. It's out.
Like, that Issa Rae. Like, nobody knew, and it was just Mary.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Is that how you're going to go about your life from now on?
You know it.
So let's get into it, Gary. What the hell happened?
What do you think happened?
Well, according to BET, last year, your wife at the time, Kenya Duke, was slamming a woman she believed to be your mistress. She said, "You definitely know who I am. You didn't care at Gary on comedy. Was is married, and you don't seem to care. He still hasn't seen his kids, which is weird because you are a baby mama."
You read it like with an attitude.
Dang.
You
know what I mean? That was the first. The fourth thing that came out, right?
Yeah,
that was
a lot of things.
That was the first.
That was a good one, though.
You know why? Because
me and Duval and Carlos Miller, we always say black men don't cheat because we don't, you know? So if you was out here doing that, then, you know, you've proven us right. Black men don't cheat, but hey.
Goodness gracious.
And you spent a lot of money, too, on the mistress, because I saw that was part of the story.
What is there?
So did you cheat? Did you have a mistress?
Here's the thing.
Okay.
No good marriage ever ended because of cheating.
Now, that's debatable, but that's a great talking point, Gary. That's a good, like, that could start a great conversation.
But also, I left. This whole narrative was like, she left me because I got caught cheating.
Correct.
I left.
Really?
I filed first. Mm. I made the phone call saying, I don't want to be married. So when everything came out, I just stayed quiet. But this whole narrative was, I got caught out there. She left me. That's not what happened.
Okay, I thought she filed for a divorce.
No, I filed first. So why she filed after me.
So why did you file? Like, what wasn't working?
You can get into all kinds of reasons, but the end of the day is you're unhappy. And then you sit here and you stay in it for the kids and everything else. And then you're like, God, I'm miserable. Mm-hmm. And it's weird because you feel selfish for choosing your own happiness. It's weird how that happens. Because women always say, you're going to be out there and you're going to be doing dirt and do this. Leave.
Mm-hmm.
That's what I did.
Okay.
That's what I did.
Did you try to make it work at least?
Yeah, a couple times. Like, I left a couple times. Mm-hmm. We were together 23 years. Mm-hmm. There were a couple times that I left, but nobody knew.
Wow.
But this last time was just like, I'm just unhappy.
Why should we believe you? She said you're a lying narcissist, Gary. Why should
Isn't
we believe
that the go-to, though? The narcissist part, as soon as a guy leaves, he's a narcissist. A narcissist would have made a comment. The one that got me that you read it so much about you, like, I was reading about myself, like, dang, this dude's wilding. I was like, wait, I'm reading about myself. Jesus.
The deadbeat part?
The deadbeat. I was present. I liked being a dad. My kids never rode the bus. Like, if I'm home, I'm taking them to school, picking them up, and if not home, she's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Going to practice. Oh, whether it was volleyball, basketball, going to games. I didn't miss nothing. I didn't miss a birthday. I mean, it's not like I deserve kudos for that. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, you're a dad.
You're a dad.
Yeah, so, but I like being a dad. So now to be called a Debbie. One, you can't be a Debbie to adults.
Mm-hmm.
I've said that before, but right now, like...
You can't be a Debbie. Oh, because they're grown. Okay.
They're grown.
Yeah, you know,
but it's also like I haven't talked to them in like a year and a half or
Your
seen
kids?
Them. Yeah.
You haven't?
Yeah.
Are they mad at you? Or?
They're mad.
Got you.
Because I left their mom, though.
Well, so for people to say, like, what happened? Most marriages, right, they don't work because of infidelity, money, abuse, mental abuse. So what was the reason why it didn't work? Why couldn't y'all hold it together? What was the reason? You said you weren't happy. Why weren't you happy?
Guys? Trump. I'm just kidding.
You blame Trump on everything?
We blame Trump for everything. Trump, man. Everything went down.
Serious conversation.
No, no, no. No, there's a lot of reasons. I mean, what's important to me is like not to throw her under the bus because I want my kids and her to still have a good relationship and always have a good relationship. So it does me no good to like get into what she did, you know?
Do you feel that she's lashing out because her feelings are hurt?
Mm-hmm. Without question.
Does that make you feel bad that obviously she's distraught over that? You guys have been together for 23 years.
Yeah, we've been together a long time.
Long time, Gary.
Long
That's
time.
A long
Can't be
time.
Mad at her for feeling that way.
That's why I don't go in on her.
Mm-hmm.
I get it. I heard it. I hurt her. I broke up the family dynamic and everything. But even when I called, I remember when I called, I said, hey, I'm just not happy. I'm going to file.
You did this over the phone? You didn't do it face-to-face?
Listen, I tried it. The first time I tried it face-to-face.
Okay.
I'm not doing that again. So this one's going up.
What, you got swung on?
let's just say I'm not doing that again.
Okay.
So I was like, we just went over the phone. So when I called her and we talked for like 5 hours, and I thought we were going to keep it quiet. And even she said we were a good example of a married couple that show how people can get divorced with dignity and everything. Mm-hmm. And then I don't know what happened. TMZ got a hold of it. But, you know, I filed in Ohio. We had two residences. We had one in Ohio, one in California. Mm-hmm. I filed for divorce in Ohio. She filed in California. So when I saw the TMZ, my lawyer called and was like, we think a process server is on the way trying to serve you. That's the whole story itself, me on the run.
You were running from the process server?
Oh, my God.
So that means you didn't want to get divorced then?
I didn't want the divorce in California.
He filed in Ohio.
I filed in Ohio. Mm-hmm. She filed in California.
Did you get what, half? They take half in California or something like that?
Oh, more I don't know. Half? It's in Ohio. I don't know. I don't want to know. But, you know, the process server, when my lawyer called and was like, dude, because I remember I was in Naples, Florida. It was a Friday night. And I had two shows. I get off stage and I'm like, I'm getting text messages and everybody sent me the links to BET and People and all that. I'm like, this, how'd this happen? My lawyer said, you got a show? I said, yeah. She goes, you got to cancel it. I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, where are you going to get served? I said, say less. This show's over.
Like, that's crazy. Oh, you
screw those 300 people
shows.
That night in Naples, Florida. I was on the run. Goodness. If you look at my social media, I don't make a post for like 3 months. I switch my cell number, my cell carrier, because I'd be watching First 48. They'd be pinging them. That's how they catch the killers.
So how did they ever catch you?
No. I was on the run, bro. Now, I was going to really white areas. Wait, I was blended in. I went to Maine for a week. I hiked the Appalachian Trail in West Virginia. I went to Montana. Goodness, I went to North and South Dakota. I mean, I was Randy Moss, straight cash, homie. I canceled all my credit cards. I was on the run, bro. They almost got me in Colorado Springs. The guy chased me. I said on my last special, I said, I turned into Morris Chestnut from Boys in the Hood. Chasing me down. He tried to throw the papers
Morris
at me.
Morris got caught, Gary. Huh? Morris got caught.
No, I didn't.
So all this means you didn't have a prenup.
We didn't have none. We got married.
Right. 23 years.
Yeah. I mean, still, I'm just asking because people who are getting married now, there's talk about prenups and whether or not you should get one.
No, I didn't get no prenup.
Does she work?
Yeah, I mean, she flips houses and she had the travel company and stuff.
So what people will say is that, you know, she sacrificed raising the kids while you had your career.
She deserves half, guys. We sacrificed. We raised the kids together.
But if you weren't there because you were on the road, you were traveling, doing shows, people would say, well, doesn't she deserve
half? She deserves half. No. She don't.
23 years. That's a long time. I've been with my wife for 24.
That's what I'm getting at. I'm not going to say nothing bad about her, but you don't know the whole story.
All right, we got more with Gary Owen. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with Gary Owen. Now, you were talking about your kids. Did you try to call them?
Oh, I've done everything. I've gone to Greensboro because my daughter's at A&T. Knocked on her door. She wouldn't answer. Damn. I tried to see her at the airport one time. Tried to catch her.
Yikes.
And then I don't know what to do at this point because I'm like blocked on social media. I've gone to every outlet to try to get a hold of my daughter. I went to Venmo. I went to WhatsApp. And every time I reach out, then I'm blocked. Damn. So it's like, dang.
Even when you send money?
No. Venmo, just say hi.
Got you. Yeah, don't say hi without no money attached to it, Dad.
Okay.
But when did that go bad? Because y'all were doing this together. Like, y'all were getting a divorce together. You said you had a five-hour conversation. You told the kids. And then when did it go left with the kids?
No, we didn't tell the kids. We were going to, like, wait and, like, do it together.
So they had to hear on the internet.
TMZ, that's how they found out.
Man.
And then I had to lie to my daughter one time because the process server was coming, and I didn't know. And she was supposed to come to Baltimore after it hit the fan, and I was like, come to Baltimore, and we could sit down, and we just have a weekend together, and we could talk. And then I couldn't because she wasn't served yet, and I wasn't served. So I had to tell my daughter, I said, you can't come, because if she's with me and she gets served, I'm served. So it got like a love and war type deal, and it sucked because I had to lie to her and be like, I came up with some reason. Like, I don't know if I'm going to the show in Baltimore. But I flew her to Arizona to hang out with her cousin because I guess it's important to be with somebody this weekend. So I said, go hang out with your cousin in Arizona. I got it. But that was the one thing I lied about.
I'm not sure you can say he was ducking the process server. I don't know.
What do you mean?
I don't know if you should
get on the radio and admit
oh,
that you
it's already done, though. Yes. Like, that's done. Like, we're in court right now. We're going, the divorce is happening.
Okay.
It's not final yet, but we're still hashing out stuff.
Processing seems like
so it's filed in where, so it wasn't filed.
No, the process servers, they're unreal. They're unreal.
Boogeyman, man. You just make me scared of the process.
But you don't know who it is and who wasn't, because I would never fly into a city I was performing at, because she kind of had a leg up. Because my schedule's online, right?
Yeah.
So I would never fly into a city I was going to. So one time I was in Baltimore, I flew into Pittsburgh and drove to Baltimore. And I stopped at like a Bob Evans because I was in like an Amish country. I'm like, I'm safe here.
All right.
All of a sudden, one black dude walks in. I go, what's he doing here? He looked at him. He goes, yo, Gary. I said, not today. He came to me. I'm throwing banana bread at the brother, gravy. He's chasing around Bob Evans. I said, bro, stop chasing me.
Was he the process or no?
No, I don't know. I ran away from him. I don't know.
Gary, so where did it end up getting filed?
Ohio.
Okay.
Ohio. Yeah, it took a lot, but she got served before I did.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do you think is fair?
I don't know. There's a lot I can't talk about still because it's not final. I don't want to say anything because it could
be used against
me. So, I think about $12.
Yeah, I feel bad for laughing. How did they catch up, though?
We got her at a Panera Bread drive-thru.
Stop playing.
That's terrible. Mm-hmm.
Blocked in with two cars. And then the processor was like, it's go time. And I was like, dude, this is not the Bourne Identity.
You was with him?
Had to be. I flew. No. It was
how she was going to Panera Bread.
I didn't. Here's what happened.
Oh my gosh.
I hired a process server and I paid 24/7 surveillance. She would not come out the house. So I had to hire a different person and me and her flew. We flew into Sacramento. So we didn't want to fly into San Francisco, Oakland because we don't know. She got a lot of cousins in the Bay.
Mm-hmm.
So we flew into Sac, got a rental car and drove. And I said, yo, she shops a lot and she grocery shops a lot. I said, so we pulled into a Safeway. She was pulling out. I said, no way. We had to follow her like 20 minutes on the highway. And I'm in the back seat hiding. She went into Panera. And she got blocked in. And then we got her.
Gary, I hope you're telling the truth. Because, man, if not, you are about to unleash a black woman scorned on your ass.
I ain't saying nothing bad about her.
But you saying something. You talking, period. She's going to have something to say.
He never spoke. We always heard.
I know, but I'm wondering why now.
But like, I never said I'm not, and I won't say anything bad about her. This is just what happened.
Yeah.
Happened. Like, nothing I said didn't happen.
Mm-hmm. But why now, though? Like, why talk about it now? Because it went quiet.
I don't know. Everybody kept telling me, like, you should tell your side. Also, this is another effort for my kids to hear it.
Yeah, they're going to hear it. True.
What's the road to you and Kenya being civil? Like, what do you think has to happen?
I don't know. I think the divorce has to become final first.
Mm-hmm.
And then we can start the healing process. But right now, it's like as ugly as it can get.
Are you worried about her exposing your N-word tape?
Oh, God. That's never
happened. You've been together 23 years?
Yeah, that's never happened. Nebraska. I'm an Ohio State fan, bro.
But I was gonna ask, with your kids, so how do you, like, because you're the dad, so you got to pay for ish. So how does that work? Because you're paying for college, paying for this, paying for that?
I'll be honest. I paid for the first year and a half at A&T, and then my daughter got really upset at me, and she said, I don't want you paying anything else. Stop.
Oh, they really mad.
They mad. Yeah. But like, you know, we always talk about the betrayal part. The stuff that got me was like my circle. I had to completely change it. Like my openers, they did some dirty stuff with the divorce. I was like telling my kids stuff about me and things like that. And then my dad was the worst. My dad?
Dad
back, bitch. Oh,
what?
My God.
What'd your dad do?
My dad did the bitch. So when the divorce hit the fan, the processor, my dad kept calling, texting, man, call me, I got your back. And keep in mind, this is the dad that wasn't around when I was growing up. And then he kind of came back when I got in TV and movies. It's weird how that happens.
Gotcha.
So one of the weeks I was hiding out, I went to Sedona with this girl that I'm seeing, right? At this point, it's not Miss Side Chick. This is June. We had been separated since January. It hit the fan in March 2021.
That's who Kenya was probably talking about, right?
She's upset, yeah, about her. So we were in Sedona and we went to Grand Canyon and I took a picture and I sent it to like 5-6 people in my inner circle, that letting people know I'm okay, keeping people updated on where I was. My dad was part of that, right? So I go to Cincinnati like in July 4th last year. I go to a Reds game and I got a suite and nobody's been served. So I'm still being careful. My dad got mad that I ain't taking him to the Reds game. sends me a voicemail, cusses me out and everything. Then sends me a long text, so I don't include him and stuff. And he's come to expect this from me. And I'm going, is he mad about a Reds game? Mm-hmm. I called him. He cussed me out. I cussed him out. Hung up. This bitch, that picture of me and the girl, he sent it to my ex.
Wow.
Then that's how she found out. That's where that all came from. Mm-hmm. Then he posted the picture I sent on his Facebook page with the middle finger emoji in front of it. Then he posted a picture of my ex-wife on his Facebook page and said, I got your back to this divorce. You've always been like a daughter to me.
I respect him.
He don't like black people.
Support black women.
He don't like black people, though. Like, this mug is a Trumper thumper. He's a Trumper thumper. Like, I ain't saying he was at the Capitol. He's at the monument when they rushed it. He made the trip. I think he just got cold feet the last minute. Like, bitch. Who does that to their son, though? Oh, that you weren't around, though.
Oh, my right. God, man.
And post that for attention.
And post that. And then to give her, like, the only thing you did, you didn't hurt me. You didn't hurt that girl. You hurt my ex and you hurt my kids with that.
That's real.
You didn't hurt me. Well, so now he's posting stuff on his Facebook about what a good mom they got. Stuff like that. I'm like this. You bitch.
Like you're not. You haven't even been around.
Okay, I'll tell you one thing. Well, can you get him some Reds tickets? You really don't feel it.
Man. All over a baseball game. Keep mine. My never took me to a baseball game growing up.
Yeah. Right.
Now? You bitch.
Is the new woman black or white?
Dude, don't worry about that.
I need to know, Gary.
They're always going to be black.
All right, we got more with Gary Owen. When we come back, don't move. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. EJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. We're still kicking in with comedian Gary Owen. Charlamagne?
How has this process affected just you mentally and emotionally? Because it can't be easy. I know you laughing and joking, but it can't be easy.
Mentally, it gets to you sometimes. Like you be in the car and you just be like, the wrong song comes on.
Yeah.
So yeah, it gets taxing at times because you're alone and like I was there the whole time my kids grew up. So it's like to be now to have no like contact with them, it's like.
Would you ever tell the kids the real story? I know you said that you wouldn't ever tell the whole story because you don't want to, I guess, make her look bad.
But it's not looking bad.
Okay,
it's just like. It's not my place, really.
Yeah.
It's not my place. When she's ready to tell it,
she can tell it.
She could tell if she wants to.
Did she cheat on you?
There's always three sides.
Did she cheat on you?
I'm not. Here's the thing with a divorce, too. We always ask what the man did. If it's a bad marriage, it's a bad marriage. Because when I called her and said I wanted the divorce, I said, yo, I think you're going to be happier. I'm going to be happier. I said, I want you. Because she would say, like, I need this from you, and this from you, and this from you. I said, I couldn't give it to her anymore. I just couldn't. So I was like, I want you to be happy. I want you to find somebody else and, you know, there's no malicious intent on my part. I thought that's the route we was going.
Yeah.
But I think it's like, as a woman, you're like, what didn't I do right? And he had to be doing something else. Right. You know what I mean?
How does this play into your stand-up now? I've heard when Marlon Wayans was up here, he said anything can be funny. But how do you turn this into material at all?
Oh, no, it's funny. Like, you don't have to make it about her and what she did and make her to be some evil person. Mm-hmm. But you can make anything funny. I kind of addressed it in my last special a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But the new one, I'll hopefully it'll be final by then. And then I can just talk. And it's not even about her. It's about me.
Are you nervous about your black fan base? Especially women, black women?
Nah, they good.
They're rocking with you.
Yeah, because it was funny too. I was in some city and I was on stage. When the first time I got on stage after it hit the fan. And this lady in the back, I'm like 45 minutes in my act. She goes, I love you, little cheating ass. And I go, you don't know how bad I need to hear that. Not that words, but just the fact that she's like, we don't care.
Well, did you cheat, Gary?
That's the thing. Everybody wants to know that.
Can you let us know, since you don't want to tell us?
She'll let us know. Yeah, she'll let you know.
According to her, yes.
Yeah.
But if you did, you did.
I'm going back when if you're just so unhappy in a marriage, and it's bad as a dude because you're in there for the kids, you're trying to be there for them, but then you're just like, I can't do it anymore.
He was already emotionally, mentally disconnected.
Completely.
He was checked out.
Completely. Gotcha. Now, did I think it would be this bad with the kids? No. Mm. Did I think it would be this bad with her? Yes. Mm-hmm. I was mentally prepared for her to lash out because it kind of blowing up the spot a little bit. And my thing is, to sit down with my kids, I don't want to talk. I want to listen. I want to hear how they felt when it happened. How do you feel about me now? And then we could move
forward.
And I
think also what would really hurt them the most probably is finding out through TMZ.
Yeah.
I'm not saying she did, but if she did cheat on you, was it get back for what you was doing?
Mm-hmm. I don't know.
Because the male ego is very fragile. We can dish it, but can't take it.
Unless you're emotionally checked out.
Unless you're emotionally checked out,
Then I think that's... like you. Yeah. And this is one thing, too. If you're with a woman and even the thought of her cheating doesn't affect you, you should probably get out.
Oh, I agree with you.
The point when I filed, if she would have came in and be like, well, I'm seeing somebody else, I'd have been like, whew, good.
Yeah. People don't discuss that enough, though, what you're talking about, just being emotionally disconnected. Because it's always like Envy named all those things earlier, abuse and cheating. And sometimes things just run its course, man. Yeah.
And there wasn't none of that. There was no mental, physical abuse with me and her or the kids. None of that ever happened.
Like, did you guys try therapy?
We did a while back. But this time, the therapy would have been just spinning the wheels. I knew I was out. Mm. I knew it. And I just, and the thing was, I stayed in it longer than I should have for the kids. And I didn't want to hurt nobody. So you're just staying in it and you're coming home going, man, I don't want to be here.
The bad thing is, even with your kids, they're never going to like your new relationship, regardless of how great the woman is. They're never going to like it because they're always going to look at that as a disrespect to mom.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a tough thing that you have to deal with.
Could be. But
how does she feel about
and
it?
And another black woman too? Oof.
Yeah, how does the
I promise you, if it was another race, it probably would have been a little, she would have took it a little different.
Really?
I think so.
I don't think so. I think it would have been worse. But how is the new woman dealing with it? How is she dealing with everything?
Because I'm telling you, man, I'm keeping everything private from here on out. I'm not about to go there. And
why would you trust her though?
What are you talking about?
I'm saying, why would you trust her to keep things quiet?
You don't have a baby on the way, do you?
No, I don't have a baby on the way.
You got a baby on the way?
No, I don't have baby. Twins. I'm just kidding.
But I'm saying, why would you trust her?
Look, man, let's focus on what I came here for, all right? Let's focus on the past and not the future.
Oh, man.
I just wanted to, I guess, yeah. Because you was like, why'd you come on and say it now? I go, I guess I figured this was the right platform. And I knew coming on here, like, I could really say my piece without being so emotionally separated at this point.
Yeah.
Like, I can just speak on the facts and not be like, well, this is what she was doing and this is how she was feeling. I can't speak on that.
So. We actually have Kenya on the phone. Would you like to talk to her?
You mother...
No, we don't.
Like, but no, we do have that thing called, what's that thing called? Fair air trade. When somebody comes up and tells their side. So
Feel free. Yeah, if she wants to come up,
we have to.
Feel free.
Yeah, look,
feel free, and she can air whatever she wants about me. You know, that's on her.
Yeah.
So I'm not doing that.
So when was the last time you spoke to your kids?
April or May?
Wow. Of last year?
2021. Wow. Like, she's texted a couple times and stuff like that. But as far as me responding, yeah, it's been a while. Just because once the divorce is final, what I hope is, like, then I can call her. And be like, let's sit down. And if you got to yell at me and get it off your chest.
You have to thought about just calling her, and the reason being, because you know who the real winners is y'all attorneys.
But he can't.
Her attorney and her attorney are caking off.
Yeah, that's true.
So whatever they got to do, oh my goodness, that I would hate to see that build.
I've seen how they do it in court. I see how they take your words or something you do and just completely twist. You're like, that's not what happened. That was a joke I said on stage.
Do you regret flirting with Wendy Williams and... like telling all your business on
Williams.
That show?
What? I did not.
Yes, you did.
She asked me out. I didn't flirt with her.
Oh, yeah, she did ask you out.
She asked me out.
You went out with her, right?
Huh?
You went out with her, right?
I met in a public place.
That's going out still.
No. When you catch your own Uber home and to and from, that's not.
That's going out, Gary.
No.
You was outside.
Public place. I thought it was going to be with a group.
So you went on a date.
Gary, you went out.
I did not go on a date.
Oh, my God.
I did not go on a
group date.
You went out, Gary.
I did not.
She publicly asked you out on television. Then you met her later that day at a restaurant. That's going out, Gary.
My thing with this is, why wouldn't I, someone like her, and you don't like to think of her as a mogul, but she is. So why wouldn't I get a chance to go one-on-one and just like, how did that work? How did you do that? Like, I'd be stupid. We always say like, you should always people doing better than you, not better than you, but people have done stuff that you haven't done in your world. Like, pick their brain.
But you'll get
stuff.
Yeah, okay. We know you didn't go on
a date. So it was one-on-one, not a date.
You went on a date.
No, there was other people around, though.
In the restaurant.
When I got there was other people sitting with her.
Got you. Your wife was mad about that, though. Your ex-wife was mad about that.
I don't think so. Nothing happened there.
She vented. She was on Instagram.
She was more upset of what I said on Wendy.
On the interview, yeah.
On Wendy, you know what I mean?
How much longer do you think this is going to go on in court before you finalize things?
Well, we finally agreed to mediation. So that's coming up.
That's great.
And then if that don't work out, we go to trial in October. So hopefully before the end of the year, it'll be over with.
Mediation's a good sign, though.
I hope. That's all I want. Let's just be fair and let's just move on because we can't get this time back.
Goodness gracious.
Well, I'm really hoping this all works out soon for you.
Absolutely.
Not me. I'm about to sit back and watch the rebuttal. The rebuttals are going to be amazing from this interview.
Huh?
The rebuttals from this interview are going to be amazing.
I didn't say nothing bad.
No. You don't have to.
And you are on tour, right? The We Outside Tour.
We Outside Tour.
Yeah, that's coming. We started late September. Mm-hmm. Y'all making like $3 a show.
No way.
On that.
That's a good lineup.
Yeah, yeah. So, you know, I'm just doing it. I'm charity.
Oh, man.
Charity. Well, Gary Owen, we appreciate you for joining us.
Hold on, we might as well, since he's here.
This is the most unfunniest interview I've done here.
I thought it was hilarious. The whole thing. I'm finding this highly amusing.
Exactly.
Who's your Mount Rushmore comedy guy?
Me! All four faces, bro.
Four faces.
All four. Why would I think somebody's funnier than me? No.
I didn't say funnier.
What?
I didn't say who's on your mind.
Me in the 90s. Me in the 2000s.
So he is a narcissist.
And me in the 2020s. All versions of me. Single Gary before I got married. Gary married. Man. Gary unhappily married. And Gary divorced. Those are my four favorite comedians.
Gary Owen, ladies and gentlemen.
You know what I mean?
Thank you for joining
Why'd I come on here? This is stupid. You know what? Delete this whole interview. I'm going back.
It's Gary Owen. It's the Breakfast Club. Good morning.
We're welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give us his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. CJ will be bringing his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show as well to give their unfiltered accounts of what really goes on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, everybody, this is Carrie Champion, and I'm here to announce that the 2024 Black Effect Podcast Festival is headed to Atlanta's very own Pullman Yards on April 27th. Last year was incredible, and this year will be even more thrilling, especially with Nissan coming back along for the ride. Nissan is returning with some empowering activations to support Black excellence in the STEAM fields. Have a podcast idea you've been eager to share with the culture? Well, Nissan is back with your Pitch Your Podcast Lounge. You'll have the chance to record your podcast idea and have it shared with the Black Effect Podcast Network team. But that's not all. Nissan is taking the stage to spotlight some of the HBCU scholars from their own Thrill of Possibility Summit. Nissan's action-packed weekend of community building, mentorship, and professional development for HBCU scholars pursuing professions in STEAM. The Black Effect Podcast Festival is the event you want to be at. You don't want to miss it because no matter where life takes you, Nissan will dial up the thrill in your adventures. Visit blackeffect.com/podcastfestival for more details.
Seeing our communities grow and thrive is something we care deeply about here at Black Tech Green Money. State Farm Insurance also cares about the growth of Black communities. They're actively investing in programs and initiatives that help provide financial literacy, give early career advice, and grow Black-owned businesses, thus leading to generational wealth, which helps protect the future of our communities. We want to build a future that we all can be proud of. State Farm understands that representation alone doesn't equate to authenticity. It also requires active sponsorship of programs like the AXO, a year-long program that recognizes and rewards high school students for their academic and cultural achievements, along with funding programs like Project Ready, a national Urban League program committed to educational achievement of Black and brown youth that has awarded over $11 million in scholarship offers to date. State Farm believes that being better neighbors creates better communities and can have a long-lasting impact. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
First he changed music, then he changed the world. The hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life and legacy of an icon who inspired generations through his message of love, peace, and unity. In this powerful and uplifting film, discover Bob Marley's story of overcoming adversity and the journey behind his revolutionary music that changed the world. If you missed it in theaters, now's your chance to watch at home. Stream the hit movie Bob Marley, One Love, now on Paramount Plus, rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
Got my Prevnar 20 shot. It's a pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine. For us wise folks, it helps protect.
I'm 19, strong.
And asthmatic, and at higher risk?
get vaccinated.
But
nothing when grandma speaks.
Grandson listens.
19 or older with chronic conditions like asthma, diabetes, or chronic heart disease, or 65 plus, you may be at higher risk for pneumococcal pneumonia. Prevnar 20 can help protect you with just one dose.
Prevnar 20 is approved for adults to help prevent infections from 20 strains of the bacteria that cause pneumococcal pneumonia. Continued approval may depend on a supportive study. Don't get Prevnar 20 if you've had a severe allergic reaction to the vaccine or its ingredients. Adults with weakened immune systems may have a lower response to the vaccine. Side effects include pain and swelling at the injection site, fatigue, headache, muscle, and joint pain. For full prescribing information, please call 1-855-213-2138 or visit Prevnar20.com.
Ask your doctor or pharmacist about getting vaccinated with Prevnar 20, even if you've already received another pneumococcal pneumonia vaccine.
Hey everybody, it's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are the Breakfast Club. Now, Charlamagne is out. He had technical difficulties. We were trying to connect and we couldn't this morning. So if you want to give somebody Donkey of the Day, 800-585-1051. Could be your mama, your baby daddy, your baby mama. Could be a neighbor. Could be a coworker. Whoever it may be, you want to give somebody Donkey today. It could be an artist. It could be a political figure. It doesn't matter. 800-585-1051. Let's get to the rumors. Let's go.
It's about time.
What's going on?
Yo. Rumor report. Rumor report. This is the Rumor Report.
Talk to him.
With Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
Well, Nicki Minaj's Super Freaky Girl has debuted at number one on the Billboard Hot 100. She's the first solo female rapper since Lauryn Hill in 1998 to have that number one spot with no accompaniment.
That's so dope. Congratulations to her. And I like that record a lot. That record is dope. I'm sure we'll add that up here in a little bit. I think the record's dope.
Yes, and for the first time this century, three solo black female artists have reached number one consecutively on the Hot 100. That would be Lizzo, Beyonce, and Nicki Minaj. So okay. Congratulations to her. Mm-hmm. That is historic. All right, now NBA Youngboy, according to reports, he allegedly has signed a $60 million deal with Cash Money Records with Birdman. Now, this was announced after he reportedly turned down $25 million and refused to re-sign with Atlantic Records. Well, now, according to new reports, they're saying that he has signed a deal. I don't know if this is true or not, but that's what the word is.
I mean, you got to love him. You got to love how he moves. You think about it. You never hear his records on the radio. He doesn't make records that make it to the radio, but his records stream like crazy. He sells a lot of units.
YouTube.
His shows sell out. His YouTube's
his
amazing. His Spotify is crazy. His merch is crazy. So that's definitely a great investment.
All right. Now, Andre 3000, speaking of clothing, is working with Supreme. So he's the face of their fall and winter 2022 collection.
Mm-hmm.
And he worked with the company's black creative director. And he also was shot by a black photographer for this campaign. So Tremaine Emery was named as their creative director by the founder. And they said his onboarding was the first major creative appointment since Supreme was acquired by VF Corp for $2.1 billion in late 2020. And so congratulations to them for making all of this happen.
That's dope.
Mm-hmm. I know you guys probably saw these pictures already, so.
Yeah, I seen the Supreme stuff. My son is a Supreme head. He loves Supreme, so. He was excited because a lot of the box logos, the hoodies and the t-shirts actually went down in price. So that's all he wanted for his birthday, just a bunch of clothes and hoodies. So shout out to Supreme.
All right, now Drink Champs. Issa Rae is up next on Drink Champs, and she did share a preview of her episode. She said that it's the most faded she's ever been during an interview.
Issa Rae!
I feel like in somewhat, yes, I love that sound.
Ooh. Were you already successful on YouTube? As you hear all YouTube content creators are killing it.
No.
Also got the key to Inglewood. Mm-hmm. Is it heavy?
Is it heavy? No, it's like plastic.
What is your relationship to I Am Ugga?
Oh man, shout out to Pharrell. With rap shit, we wanted to drop the first two episodes because I think you could get more of a complete picture.
Was it ever at all inspired at all by City Girls at all?
What the f***? Ooh, Nori, you messy.
Hey, man.
It's
a new show, Messy with Nori.
Right?
It popped up in the Googles. I'm sorry.
Messy Aga.
All right, so you guys can check that out on Thursday on Revolt. And Cameron is on the latest episode of Million Dollars Worth of Game. And he talked about how he ended up settling his differences with Jay-Z after all those years of tension.
You know, Jim works with Roc Nation, and he reached out to me. He's like, Juan and Ho want to talk to you. He wants you to come out to his B-side concert. And I was like, bet. I was caught in the middle, to be totally honest with you. because I'm like, I don't want Dame to feel away. You know, Dame like the big homie, so I don't want him to feel away. But Dame had did something on the internet to where he kind of apologized to Jay-Z. He's like, yo, I'm sorry, I miss you. You my brother, da 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 da. And I was like, all right, if that's where he at, cool. Jay called, he's like, yo, first of all, I want to tell you I have respect for you and da 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 da. And I'm like, same here, bro. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, no big thing. And we kept it under wraps. And when I came out, lost they fucking mind.
Yeah, I remember seeing that, and it was crazy. They all dressed up, and I think nobody expected it, so it was pretty dope.
That's why they kept it under wraps. Mm-hmm. And, you know, he said a lot of people felt like they had to pick a side when it comes to rap beef, and so some people were acting funny to him because they was cool with Jay-Z, and a lot of times he didn't get invited to certain situations because people didn't want any potential drama between them.
Right.
All right, well, that is your rumor report.
You know what Nori should do? Nori should have a throw-up counter. Like, how many artists and people that go on Drink Champs throw up after?
Who threw up?
It has to be a million people, because people get twisted on that show. So they have to throw up. And it's usually daytime. They have to. I wonder if Nori has a counter, just a throw up counter. Who threw up? I thought I might have threw up after Drink Champs. Did I? No. Maybe.
Oh, you were there longer than me.
I was there for a long time.
I left. I had to go do some work for, I think I was doing some post for McDonald's, and I had to watch How to Get Away with Murder.
The craziest thing is you pulled a Rick Ross. You said you had to go to the bathroom and never came back.
I told y'all ahead of time. No.
He was like, I'll be right back.
Let's be clear.
And then you bounced. We didn't see you for hours.
I told y'all ahead of time because you got there late.
I did.
And I told them, I said, look, I have to leave at this specific time because I have to go watch the show and tweet during it. I'm getting a check for it.
Okay.
And then look, I had to slide out.
All right. Well, Donkey of the Day is up next. Charlamagne is out. If you want to give somebody Donkey of the Day, 800-585-1051. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Your mornings will never be the same.
Looking to turn a small bet into a big payday? With DraftKings Sportsbook Same Game Parlays, you can pocket more cash when you combine multiple bets from one game. Download the app, sign up with code ENVY. That's ENVY. And get a special offer. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details.
It's your time to nominate a donkey of your own.
Remember now, it's how they choose.
Call in now. 800-585-1051.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Miriam. How are you?
Hey, Miriam, who you want to give Donkey of the Day to?
Well, before I give Donkey of the Day, I want to say congratulations to Angela Lee Yee. I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, boo.
And thank you. And DJ Izzy.
Yes, ma'am.
I am the 71-year-old who called you on my birthday, and I still haven't gotten my gift from 50 Cent.
You said you wanted anything from 50 Cent up here.
You said that you was going to send it for me.
Yeah, I was going to send you a bottle. I got a bottle up here. You want a bottle of liquor? That's from 50 Cent. 50 Cent's liquor, Branson, or the champagne. Which one you want?
It doesn't matter. You said that you was going to send something to me, and I left all my information for you, and I still love you, but I was expecting something from 50 Cent. You said you was going to go to his office, and you was going to get things for me, and you didn't.
Well,
I heard the interview with you and 50. I said, oh, maybe he's going to mention that. And you didn't.
Well, wow. You're not supposed to tell everybody I'm going to his office and going to steal something for you. You're just blowing me up now, mama. But I will send you a bottle of El Champagne or Branson, okay?
Okay. Do you have my address and everything?
No, hold on. I'll get it again.
Okay.
That lady giving me donkey today. Hello, who's this?
Good morning, guys. This is Cassandra.
Hey, Cassandra. Who you want to give donkey today to?
Cassandra.
I am giving Rashawn, a.k.a. DJ Envy, Donkey of the Day.
Oh, my gosh. Envy, why people keep giving you Donkey of the Day?
Why do I get Donkey of the Day?
I am giving you Donkey of the Day because Saturday you had the audacity to get on IG and not claim Charlamagne. Who does that?
Ooh. That was cold-blooded.
You know what? Because everybody at the car show kept saying, where's your bae, Charlamagne? And I'm like, people really think we're a couple. And I had to tell people, we're not really a couple. No, we're not.
Yes, you are. And claim this man. He loves you.
I'm not claiming him.
He loves you. That's not how you treat people.
Is that black love? We need to see more of that.
Yes.
But
in all fairness, though, they both are in relationships, and so maybe that's not something for the public.
What are we talking about? It's a joke. Charlamagne's not my bae.
Gia, nobody did approve of the relationship, remember?
No, we're not in a real relationship. That's not bae. We joke. It's like...
That's not nice, Envy.
All right. Envy. Be nice,
Envy. All right. Thank you, Mom.
Bye, sweetie.
Donkey today, 800-585-1514. Rashawn
Casey definitely deserved that donkey.
She definitely said Rashawn Casey. Now, when we come back, let's open up the phone lines. 800-585-1051 again. Now, early during Get It Off Your Chest, a lady called, and she said she was dating somebody but wanted to end the relationship. But she had lent him $8,000 and wanted her money back.
Mm-hmm.
She felt like
if once you break up, you could forget it. That's what she said. He is not trying to pay your money back.
Right. So once you break up, it's gone. So what do you do in that situation?
You might got to stick it out a little bit.
All right. That is the question. 800-585-1051.
You might have to get your money back.
1051. What advice would you give this woman? She's in a relationship. She's over, but she lent this guy $8,000. So much. She wants her money back. We got the actual caller? Here's the caller.
Okay, I'm in a situation with my boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
We've been together 2 years, and I want to break up with him. I'm just tired of keep having to pay everything, and he never listens to nothing I say, and he makes very bad choices, and I feel like I'm affected by all the bad choices he makes.
Mm. Well, how much money did you give him?
Well, all together, it was like $11,000, and he finally paid me back $3,000. He owed me $8,000.
So what should she do? That is the question. 800-585-1051. Have you ever been in a situation like this? What did you do? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club. Call 800-585-1051 to join into the discussion with The Breakfast Club.
Talk about it.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about a woman that called during Get It Off Your Chest. She's in a relationship, and she wants to get out. But the problem is she lets her boyfriend $8,000, and she wants her money back.
I can't blame her. I would want my money back, too.
So in that situation, what do you do?
I think I'm going to be honest. If it was me, I might have to, like, hang in there a little more until I get my money back, and then we got to break up. I actually had a situation like that.
Really? How much did you?
I didn't lend him money, but
did he lend you?
I had just bought this guy a camcorder. This is a long time ago, mm-hmm. And then I found out he was cheating on me, so I borrowed the camcorder back, mm-hmm. And then broke up.
Damn it, man! I mean, I'm with you. I would have to stay a little bit just to get my money back, at least some more of it.
Because you
back.
Know how much harder it is after you break up. They're like, I don't owe you no more. They think their slate gets wiped clean.
They're not gonna give it back to you. But at least if I get half, I'm gonna feel I feel better. But I'm just gonna have to start hoarding everything. If I'm in a relationship, I'm gonna start just, you know, penny pinching everything. Everything that you owe me, I'm gonna take until I feel like I can't take no more. Then it's a wrap.
Because it's harder when y'all live together too, and you gotta divide things up. Somebody's gotta move. You have to pay for that. There's a lease involved, and you owe me money, and you ain't been paying no bills. I don't want to keep investing and paying all these bills also with somebody who I know I don't want to be with, because now I'm just running up the tab even more.
Yeah, if I'm a girl, I'm taking your Jordans. I'm taking your Yeezys. If you got some expensive shoes, I'm taking those too.
Wow.
Just bubble them off of GOAT or StockX, and that's how I'm going to get my money back somehow, some way.
You a bad bitch.
I am. Hello, who's this?
Morning. DJ calling from Providence.
Hey, DJ, talk to us now.
Yeah, I heard her call in earlier, and I heard her, you know, sounds like to me she really doesn't want to be with homeboy, so I think she should just see it as she pays $8,000 to get out of a relationship she doesn't want to be in.
Nah, that's too much money.
Yeah, but I mean, she really don't want to be in a relationship, Andy, you know what I mean? And I think she should just chuck it up, take that L, and just move on.
She's still got her bills, though.
Expensive life lesson.
Right. Hey, Envy, I DM'd you, too, a couple of my whips, man. What I got to do to be in your car show? I got a couple nice cars, you know. I DM'd you a couple of my whips I got. I got the Phantom 2022.
Okay. Baller.
MC Mazi.
Baller.
Joint.
Where you from?
I'm from Providence.
Okay. You mean the car show that happened 2 days ago?
Well, I mean, and your next one, what I got to do to enter it.
DM me again or hit me on the email, DJMVCarShow@gmail.com, and then I'll let you know the next city. If you could come on out.
All right.
All right, brother. Hello, who's this?
This is Willis from Boston, man.
Oh, Boston's on the line heavy today. So what would you advise this woman to do?
I mean, if she gonna have to chalk it up if she didn't have no type of mutual agreement with him. I mean, how's she gonna give a bum $8,000 and wanna leave him?
I mean, he paid her back a little bit, right? Didn't he pay her back like $3,000 so far?
It was $11,000 at first. He gave her back three, though.
Oh, okay, all right. So, yeah, I mean.
He made a little effort.
A little bit. Yeah, he's paying her back a little bit. He can keep doing it, man. He ain't broke that, I guess.
That money, boy, will make you look at somebody crazy, like.
Yeah.
Where are you going out buying sneakers, but you owe me $8,000? Okay.
Hello, who's this?
This is Becky from Philly, but I currently live in Tampa.
What's
right
up?
Outside of Tampa.
What's up, Becky?
So here's my thing. This is what she finna do. So she gotta still be his friend and, you know, still, you know, like y'all kicking it, everything normal. Get him to sign a promise letter. Let him know, like, hey, you know, I know you ain't got it right now, but just let me know, you know, how much you could pay me or when you could pay me. Once she has that promise letter and she get it notarized, like they go get it notarized, then she can break up with him and then she could take that letter to court and get her money.
Seems like you did this before, Becky.
I do it, but baby, I'm smarter than the average bear.
There you go.
Okay.
So what you do is you put on that lingerie right before he think he about to get some.
And sign this note right here, baby.
Sign this note right now while you grinding. While you grinding.
Whoa, MV.
And then when you get him to sign, you just back on out the room.
He said while you grinding it.
Listen, you got to do what you got to do. Because, listen, I've been in a situation where I help a lot of people out. And then, you know, when it comes that time to pay you back, they always make up a reason as to not to pay you back or, you know, badmouth you or, you know, make her end up being the bad person. No, baby, this ain't what you want.
Right.
But I'm gonna say you have to get it.
You're so right about that. Okay, it'd be the Becky. People that you help the most that be having the most to say.
800-585.
Why are you so mad I lent you money?
1051. A lady called early this morning. Let's hear it.
Hey, I'm in a situation with my boyfriend.
Uh-oh.
We've been together 2 years, and I want to break up with him. I'm just tired of keep having to pay everything, and he never listens to nothing I say, and he makes very bad choices, and I feel like I'm affected by all the bad choices he makes.
Mm. Well, how much money did you give him?
Well, all together, it was like $11,000. And he finally paid me back $3,000. He owed me $8,000.
So basically, she lent her man money. She wants to get out the relationship, but she also want her money. What should she do? Let's talk about it. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. I know it now.
I'm in. Call me.
Add your opinion to The Breakfast Club topic.
Come on.
800-585-1051.
Morning, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, if you just join us, we're talking about a lady that called earlier this morning during Get It Off Your Chest. She had a problem. Her man, she wants to get out of her relationship. She lent her man $11,000. He only paid her back $3,000. He owes her $8,000, and she wants her money. So should she leave, or should she stay and try to get this money? Angela and I say, hey, you might have to just stay just a little bit longer to get a little bit of that money back. But what's going to hurt is, what happened when he go out and he want to go buy shrimp and lobster? Nah, B, go get McDonald's and give me my money back. What about if you want to get sneakers? No, you got to get the Walmart brand. Nah, you can't. You owe me money.
Give me my money.
That's right. Hello, who's this?
Good morning. My name is Sharday.
Hey, Sharday.
Hey, Sharday.
What would you do, Sharday?
Hey, Angela. Hey, Charlamagne the God. Hey, you guys. How you doing?
Good morning.
Well, I want to answer the question about the young lady who gave her boyfriend $8,000.
Go ahead.
First of all, you cannot, and I will hope any ladies listening, you cannot give a boyfriend husband privileges. They were not married. They were in a relationship. They had no ties together, no business. Why did she think that was okay to give him for $11,000?
Okay, but I mean, that's done, so now what?
Now, what she has to do is she has to take him to court. Hopefully, he can pay the money back. But now she's out more money again because now she's spending more money to try to get her own money back from a guy that she just was dating. When it all could have been avoided had she not been a sitting duck for him. And giving him her money and playing games. And he treated her as such, a duck, a sugar mama. That's exactly what she was.
That wasn't pretty nice, but I guess it's honest. All right, well, thank you, Sharday.
I mean, it's brutally
cold world.
It's brutally honest. And clearly he was looking for someone to take care of him.
And that was all he wanted from her.
He could have just loved her and wanted to start a business.
Yeah, because I don't know how long they've been together, you know, and maybe he really did believe he would get that money right back to pay her back. But at some point, you got to take responsibility and accountability for I owe you money. I shouldn't be quitting jobs right now. At least let me get this money out the way because it's causing friction in our relationship.
Absolutely. Hello, who's this?
It's up. It's KJ.
Hey, KJ. What do you suggest, KJ?
Hey, I'm just suggesting that lady she charged to the gang, you know what I'm saying? She the real donkey of the day. She out of them 5 bands, because how you even let yourself get to that point to where you giving out 8 bands, you know what I'm saying?
Charge it to the gang.
She just gotta let that hurt go. Yeah, she just gotta let that hurt go.
Okay. All right. Well, thank you, mama.
All right. No problem, bro.
Well, what's the moral of this story?
The moral of the story is you really can't put a price on your peace of mind. So, listen, you might be getting yourself more in debt, staying with somebody who you don't want to be with, and it might be causing you so much emotional trauma that you just have to get out. But if not, get your money, then get out.
All right. Well, we got rumors on the way.
Well, let's talk about Fetty Wap. He is facing at least 5 years in prison.
All right. We'll get into that next. It's The Breakfast Club. Good morning.
The Breakfast Club.
And the guy, we are The Breakfast Club. Let's get to the rumors. Let's talk Fetty Wap.
It's time. She's spilling the tea.
This is The Rumor Report with Angela Yee on The Breakfast Club.
So yesterday, Fetty Wap pleaded guilty to a conspiracy drug charge that carries a mandatory 5-year prison sentence. He did admit that he participated in a massive drug trafficking racket that moved drugs from the West Coast to Long Island.
Right. So he got to serve 5.
Yeah, mandatory minimum.
So 85% of the time, we get at what, 3.5-4 years?
Well, he was returned to jail to await sentencing. A date was not immediately set. They did revoke his bond, so that happened a couple of weeks ago, but he did plead guilty now.
Yeah, that always bothers me when you see somebody like Fetty Wap that had numerous hits, multi-platinum singles, was on tour at one time, was probably getting $100,000, $150,000 a show. It just always, like, I always... When situations like that, I always want to figure out how and why, you know, because he still could have went on the tour recently because he still had records that we play on radio. He still had hits that still move. So I just wonder what made him get to that point. You know, why? Was it the streets? Was it his boys? What his people? He thinks he's holding down his family. Like, it's why.
All right. Well, again, that's a mandatory minimum of 5 years in prison, while federal sentencing guidelines are likely to recommend about 2 additional years in prison. But he had a potential life sentence if he had been convicted. So I'm sure he was like, let me just take this.
Yeah, just take that. But also, like, his friends around him, right? If I'm the breadwinner and I'm the one that's making the money and I'm the one that's pulling people off the streets and making them road managers and DJs and assistants and bouncers and all that other, and security and all that, wouldn't I be like, yo, bro, you shouldn't be doing this? Like, nah, that's not the way to go.
Well, can't answer those questions. Damn. Those are Fetty Wap questions.
And shout to Fetty too, man, but damn.
All right, now, according to People, court documents are stating that NeNe Leakes has ended her lawsuit against Andy Cohen, Bravo, and NBC Universal. It was an anti-discrimination lawsuit.
Mm-hmm.
And so the suit named all of them. And, you know, the document states all parties consent and stipulate to the foregoing dismissal. No party will seek recovery of costs or attorney's fees in any submission to this court. She has alleged racist behavior on the set of Real Housewives of Atlanta since 2021. But looks like she's dropped that lawsuit.
Did they settle or is it just over? She's not pursuing it anymore.
I can't tell you what happened behind the scenes, but she has ended that anti-discrimination lawsuit, so this is not going to be happening in court anymore.
Okay.
All right, now, AI-controlled rapper FN Mika. Do you know what this artificial intelligence, have you seen this rapper?
I've seen it, yeah.
Over 10 million followers on TikTok. That rapper has already collaborated with Gunna on its first single, Florida Water. And so this is an AI-powered creative. And so here is the song, in case you haven't heard it yet. Sounds like Tekashi.
It sounds like 6ix9ine. A label seen at the success of 6ix9ine and said, let's create a fake 6ix9ine, put him online, and pay all these artists to perform with him. That is totally, totally, totally trash.
Well, Anthony Martini is the co-creator.
Oh, that's
this.
My guy. What up, Anthony Martini?
Is it really?
Yeah.
Well,
that's my homie.
You just called his artist trash.
I did. Damn it, man.
But back in 2021. He talked about developing this AI technology that analyzes certain popular songs in a specific genre and then generates recommendations for the various elements of the song construction, which includes lyrical content, chords, melody, tempo, sounds, etc. And then they combine that to create the song.
Damn it, man.
Well, Anthony Martini, you heard Envy.
Yeah, I'm not with that. It just sounds like a fake Tekashi 6ix9ine, and he was the one that actually signed me to my deal that when I did my single with Fetty Wap. He was the one that signed me to that record label, and he's a good dude.
You're all in this rumor report,
yeah, Envy. I'm all in this, but I just don't like that. He sounds too much like Tekashi. I think that's whack.
Me personally. Have these AI DJs soon too.
Oh, Anthony's gonna call me later.
All right, now Mariah Carey, a group of men who allegedly broke into her house in Atlanta are now in custody. The group of men were allegedly responsible for a string of celebrity home invasions in Atlanta. They say that 24-year-old Jeremy Caldwell, Terrion Anderson, and Jalen Huff are all in custody in connection to that crime spree in Atlanta. They were reportedly arrested in Miami.
Okay.
All right, Fast and Furious 10. Fans around the world are excited for this 10th installment of the franchise next April, but the residents in L.A.'s historic Angelino Heights neighborhood is not so excited. They said ever since it premiered in 2001, fans have made a beeline to that neighborhood to look at Bob's Market. That's the store owned by the family of the film, Vin Diesel's character, and the character's quaint Victorian house. And so residents have to deal with the constant noise and unsafe conditions, and they're fed up, and they're planning a protest for the Fast 10 shoot on Friday. So they're angry about the effects of street racing and takeovers is at an all-time high in the city. Traffic, fatalities, pedestrian deaths have skyrocketed during the pandemic, often caused by reckless driving and speeding. It's become an epidemic across LA and the entire country. Traffic deaths, by the way, have jumped 21% in the United States in the first 3 months of 2022.
Wow. You know, the crazy thing is I love cars and I love driving and I love doing rallies, but I just never got into Fast and Furious. I told myself the next time I take a long flight, I'm going to watch them because they're always on all the planes. But it feels like it's something I would enjoy. I just haven't had the time to watch. Have you seen any?
Yeah, the car
seasons
guy.
At all?
I saw the first one.
Episode? No?
Yeah, I saw the first one.
That was it?
That's it. But I'm not a car person like you. I mean, it's exciting and thrilling to watch. I guess that's the point.
I'm going
to
watch it.
To be entertained.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Will Smith is back in talks with Netflix for his tell-all biopic. And if you guys recall, they're saying that people were kind of halting doing business with him for a little while after that physical altercation that he had with Chris Rock. Now they're saying that Netflix is back at the table because he has apologized and they're ready to move forward according to reports after that slap.
Okay.
All right, I'm Angela Yee, and that is your rumor report. They said he's definitely going to have to talk about the whole Chris Rock situation as well.
Of course. Makes sense.
And he's already publicly apologized and said a lot about that. So.
All right.
Now he can talk about the effect that it had on him and on his business and relationship. Who knows?
Very interesting. I'll definitely check it out.
Mm-hmm.
All right. The People's Choice mixes up next. 800-585-1051. Get your request.
What do the people want to hear? What are their choices?
All right, it's The Breakfast Club. Good morning. Hey, everybody. It's DJ Envy, Angela Yee, Charlamagne Tha God. We are The Breakfast Club. Now, you got a positive note?
Yes, and this comes from Shirley Chisholm. We must reject not only the stereotypes that others have of us, but also those that we have of ourselves. Breakfast Club,
bitches. Y'all finished or y'all done?
The hit movie Bob Marley One Love is now streaming on Paramount Plus. Celebrate the life of an icon who inspired generations with his message of love, peace, and unity. Rated PG-13. Head to ParamountPlus.com/OneLove to try it free now.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today. Health Aid kombucha.
Hello there. I'm Ann Thompson, editor-at-large for IndieWire.
And I'm IndieWire's deputy film editor, Ryan Latanzio.
And we're the co-hosts of IndieWire's weekly Screen Talk podcast.
Join us each week for an in-depth discussion of the latest in film and TV industry news with special guests along the way, including filmmakers and executives.
Hear from us every Friday morning on iHeart platforms or wherever you get your podcasts as IndieWire shares what we've learned from the movie week that was.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
Welcome back to Dealing Together. First caller?
I bought 3 sweaters to get the 4th free.
Oh, you got fleeced. Next caller?
I traded my old Samsung at AT&T for a new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus and chose my plan.
That's not a bad deal.
It is not.
Our best smartphone deals. Your choice of plan. Learn how to get the new Samsung Galaxy S24 Plus with Galaxy AI on us with eligible trade-in. AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Offers vary by device. Subject to change. S24 plus 256 GB offer available for a limited time. Terms and restrictions apply. See att.com/Samsung for details.